Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, thanks for joining us this week on the Financial Flight Plan. I'm Walter Storholt alongside the great team at Estes Financial Services. Tim Estes and Bree Reyes join us here on the podcast each and every week, serving you throughout the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. And Tim, great to have you back with us this week. And I know that you're also excited to have a member of the staff, your daughter Bree, back in the swing of things after the birth of Nathaniel. And I hear everything is going well with the family. How is it to get life a little bit back to normal?
It's been good. We certainly missed Bree while she was out on maternity, and it's good to have her back in the office and have her doing the wonderful things that she does. You know, there were issues that she's really good at, and not having her around put the burden on me a little bit more, and just I'm glad she's back.
And Bree, we're excited to have you now on the podcast with us. We had to, of course, launch it a couple of months ago without you being a part of the broadcast, but now you get to join in, and I know that you're excited to be able to talk directly to clients and to folks who are interested in learning more about the financial world, and can't wait to get your perspective on today's podcast and many more down the line.
Thanks. I am so excited to be here. Nate and I have been listening from home, so we've heard every podcast.
So Nate's already on his way to being a financial advisor himself, right?
Oh, he can sit for the CFP here in about a year or so.
We'll be expecting designations galore by the time he's 10, so just go ahead and start studying now, young man. When you were pregnant, you know, they say women are supposed to read to the kids even when they're still in the womb, right? I've always kind of heard that or seen that in movies, but instead of reading like children's books, you were reading study guides for the Series 65 and things like that, I'm sure.
We were actually teaching a baby boomers course when I was in my third trimester, and so I feel like he's preparing himself for retirement before he was born.
What will his first word be? It's probably going to be like, equity or some sort of financial term, I'd imagine.
Rebalance.
Good.
I'm trying to teach him fiduciary.
Fiduciary. Yes, absolutely. Well, maybe Nathaniel can make an appearance on the podcast before too long. As soon as he develops those speaking skills, let's get him in here. That'll be a lot of fun. Well, I'm sure with a kid now and you're prepared for this, but you're going to, as a mom, be doing a lot of breaking bad habits with Nathaniel. And it kind of inspired us to think of a good topic for today's show. And we're going to get you prepared for all of those things you'll have to be telling him. Don't do that. Stop that. And the habits you're going to have to break that he develops over the next several years. And we're going to break some bad financial habits on the podcast today. So I want to just talk about the consequences of having some of these bad habits in our financial lives, and maybe some stories that you guys have seen play out before, how you help people break these bad habits. And this isn't to point fingers at anybody, but say we probably all do a little bit of this from time to time, maybe some worse than others. But one bad habit that people really developed probably during the financial crisis was ignoring account statements, that ostrich mentality of sticking your head in the sand. Do you guys see that still in your office there in the Metroplex these days?
I've got one client that if the market is up, she'll open up her statement and look at it. If the market has been frothy or tumultuous, she just sticks it in a drawer and she doesn't look at it. So there are clients out there that do take that ostrich mentality, but we still tell our clients we're investing for the long term. Yeah, you're going to see the ups. You're going to see the downs. We just want to make sure that we're investing for a lifetime. The only thing that you want to be checking, though, is for any errors or issues that may have cropped up. I had an incident probably about 10, 15 years ago where account statement came in and they called me up and said, hey, why were all these stocks traded in my account? And so we got to discovering, and somebody had keyed in the account number, and it was off by a couple of digits. They'd transposed some digits, and so we had to go back and reverse the trades and cancel out the trades. So you really do need to at least take a cursory look at your account statements. You know, don't just ignore it, but look at it.
Yeah, should be something that is definitely on your mind, but not dominating your everyday life. You shouldn't have to be opening your account statements with fear, but you should know what's happening with your financial plan. Good first starting point when we talk about breaking bad financial habits. And I would imagine you're seeing this one even more these days. With the way the stock market has been the last several months, people are getting addicted to the fact that it keeps rising. It just keeps going up, and it sorts to be like a drug. It fuels us to just want to start taking more and more risk, it seems.
Well, I think we've taught our clients that we build a very diversified and very balanced portfolio, and we're not going to take a lot of risk unless they absolutely positively can afford to take the risk. But I do have clients that look at, oh, it's going up, you know, let's keep going. And I'm going, we're going to rebalance. We're going to take, you know, some of the profits off the table. But they get, like you said, it's almost like an addiction. It's almost like a drug. And I know Bree has seen it with some of her clients because they've called in and they're wanting to just go, go, go.
Exactly. And the thing that we need to remember is trees don't grow to the sky. While the market is up, yes, it's easy to get addicted to it in a rising market, but it's not always going to be rising. And that's what our job is to do, is to prepare you for the bear, prepare you for the market that doesn't look as good as it does today.
Yeah, I think that's a great point as well. And it's just like any addiction, though, tough to break. And sometimes you do need that outside help. And that's where working with an investor coach, certified financial planners like at Estes Financial Services can certainly help keep you on the right track or get you back on the right track if you got off it, for sure. If we're talking about things that are sort of dangerous to our financial health, addiction to a rising stock market is certainly one of them. But another one would be procrastination. And if we're putting off financial decisions that really need to be made in the near future, we're only doing ourselves harm there. But that's a bad habit that a lot of people develop when it comes to their financial life.
We see this all the time. We see people that will not address issues that we have brought to their attention. I've got one client that will not talk about having a will or getting a will. She's just not interested in addressing those issues. And then we're going, you really need to update your will and get things set and lined up. And she just won't address it. Another one is looking at insurance or long-term care insurance. I've got a lot of clients. When it comes to your mortality, people are a little funny about that. They don't want to talk about it. It's kind of the ostrich sticking your head in the sand. And unfortunately, you see it happen time and again where they put their head in the sand and then something happens. I had one client, we had a quote for some life insurance for her husband, and she really wanted him to get it. Well, he procrastinated, put it off, woke up feeling bad on a Friday morning, went to the hospital, and they operated on him, and he died on the table. Mm. And if he had just signed the papers and started the insurance, she wouldn't have been so financially devastated. She had to sell her house. She had to sell a couple of cars, and really impacted her life because he procrastinated and didn't do anything to help protect her. And so it was procrastinating a financial decision, and it really impacted her negatively.
You hate hearing stories like that, and they can be devastating. And that's why we have to keep in mind the importance of not procrastinating, not developing these bad financial habits, because we're not just talking about, you know, a bad day in the market as a consequence. We're talking about, you know, some really, really important issues that could have a major impact on the health of not only your financial future, but those around you as well. We're talking about these bad habits with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services. And another one on the list, guys, pretending like nursing home care is something that other people are going to have to deal with, but not you. And I guess the bad news there is that statistics would actually tell us that you're much more likely to end up in a nursing home or need assisted living care than you might think.
Well, that's where Bree and I can talk about it firsthand. My dad, God bless him, he resisted and resisted and resisted going into an assisted living arrangement long before he passed away. I mean, we tried to get him in one. And he kept, I'm not doing it. I'm fine. I can take care of myself. And it's the fear of losing their independence. But once we got him in the place, he was fine. Unfortunately, he was only there for about 4 months before he passed away, but he was enjoying it. He was meeting people. He had his independence still, and it wasn't as bad as he thought.
Mm. Nursing homes and assisted living facilities aren't exactly what we see in the movies or what our grandmother's nursing homes. Nowadays, they have fun nights out. They go to Bass Hall here in Fort Worth. They have wine nights. Heck, it sounds like fun for me. Sign me up. So I think people still think it's the old style, and it's not anymore. People need to be realistic.
Times change, and we've got to be able to handle that and keep things in not only realistic, but keep it in perspective as well. And unfortunately, again, when we're left to our own devices, we struggle with these kinds of things. That's why we develop bad habits. We don't like talking about the bad things that are going to happen to us or to those around us. And so then our reaction, instead of planning for the worst, is to pretend that it's not going to affect us. And that's the wrong step to take. One more bad habit that we can at least address on today's podcast: constantly hoping for good returns instead of taking action. I imagine you guys are going to key in on that word hope, because it really doesn't belong in a financial plan, right?
Hope is not a financial strategy. It just doesn't work. You have to have a plan, and you have to stick with it. And that's what we do here at Estes Financial, is we develop a very prudent plan that will carry you through good times and bads. And basically, it's a roadmap to take you all the way through the rest of your life, so that whether the market's up, down, or sideways, it doesn't matter. We've developed something that will help you and take care of you. So hope is not a way to run a financial plan.
Well, if I'm kind of listening to you talk about these different financial habits, these bad habits that I need help breaking, how do you at Estes Financial Services help make that happen? How do you get me out of these bad habits? What does the education process look like when I want to come in and meet with you? And just tell me a little bit about how you help people navigate through issues like this. And also, how common is it that you need to break habits from folks who walk through the door?
Most people, when they come to the office, realize that they can't do it themselves. They understand, just like you go to a doctor when you have an illness or something wrong with you, a broken arm or whatever, or they go to a dentist when they have a cavity. They need to come to a certified financial planner when they have issues and they don't know what to do with their finances, whether it's rolling over a 401k to an IRA or long-term care insurance or just preparing for retirement. So when people come in, we have a proprietary system that we walk them through to build a very diverse financial plan so that they know where they are, they know where they're going, and we just hold their hand and make sure that they're taken care of. Bree's really good at one aspect, and that's the actual software and planning.
Well, and the other thing is, almost everyone that comes to see us has one of these bad financial habits. They're incredibly common. And so Tim and I are both certified financial planners, but also coaches. So we're coaching our clients to breaking these bad habits, using our proprietary system to break the individual's bad financial habits. Everybody has one, and that's what we do.
And if you don't have an investor coach on your side, you're not working with certified financial planners like at Estes Financial Services, and you'd like to get a review of your financial plan or ask about how they can help you break some of the financial habits that you might have created over the years and developed, all you have to do is get in touch by calling 817-444-8402. Again, that's 817-444-8402. 8402. You can also, of course, go to their website, estesfinancial.net, and you can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as well. Just look for Estes Financial Services. This has been the Financial Flight Plan. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. On the next podcast, we're going to talk about, I think, something that'll be really fun. We're going to identify the 7 deadly sins of retirement planning, how you can avoid these sins, where we see them prevalent. Speaking of things we're all guilty of, where is your gluttony in your financial life? What about envy and pride? Where do they play into your financial plan? This will be a fun conversation. We'll dig into that one next time around here on the Financial Flight Plan.
Security is offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.